FM 90.3 WJTL, Ryan Stevenson with Able Hillsong United, Not Today. Hey, good morning, Annie and Fred with you. Happy Thursday, 7:04.
Hey, good morning, friends. Good to be with you this morning. If you have not yet seen the latest edition of WJTL's Job Link, the July edition, it's out. New positions were just posted on our site. Just click on the Job Link banner at WJTL.com to view current openings from businesses and organizations right here in our community.
This morning, our very special guest, Richard Weaver, is here. He's the director of Elf Jr., the musical with Kavad Theater. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are
you doing?
Good morning.
Great to have you here. So last time you were here, you were Horton.
I was, yeah.
Musical, awesome. The musical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how many, about 5 years ago, did you say?
A couple years ago, yeah. I was 18 at that point, and I'm 23 now.
So that's fun. And you were recently married. Congrats.
Thank you so much.
Anybody want to give a shout out to this morning?
Give a shout out to my wife, Catherine. She's probably sleeping, but that's okay.
Yeah, definitely. So tell us about Kavad, for those who don't know.
Yeah. Kavad is a community theater. It has a dance academy as well. So we do dance, gymnastics, theater, a bunch of stuff, music. But we're focusing here on theater today. So
yeah. And so you started your career with them when you were 12, is that right?
I did indeed, yes. I when I was a little kid, I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life. But then I found Kavad and started doing community shows there and learned how to be a correct human being, I guess.
So. That's pretty cool. So you guys are doing Elf Jr. Tell us about the show.
Elf Jr. is a funny, goofy, wacky Christmas show. And I know you might be thinking it's July, but Christmas in July is a thing, right?
Mm-hmm. It is a thing.
So Elf is a story about a little boy who was put up for adoption and snuck into Santa's bag and taken away to the North Pole, where he lived his life as an elf. But now he is on his way to New York, trying to discover his true identity, and we get to find some fun aspects of him just running through New York and singing songs, getting the New Yorkers into the Christmas spirit, and all good things like that.
So when are you guys doing Elf Jr.?
We will be doing it July 22nd and July 23rd. We have a 2 o'clock show and a 7 o'clock show on both of those days.
And where are you doing it?
At Kavad Theater
in New Holland,
yes.
Yeah. Are tickets available online?
Yes, they are available online. Yeah. So please.
So Kavad.org is the place?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kavad.org.
So about how many kids and folks do you have involved in Elf Jr.?
Oh, we got a bunch of them. We got about 49 kids involved in the production.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Good job
to
you,
It is really
Rick.
Great. Yeah, we have a lot more people this year, which is really great to see.
Love it.
But we also have a ton of people in production, which is great. It helps my job. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel my job better. So
yeah.
Shout out to those people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kavad is doing Elf Jr., the musical at Kavad Theater in New Holland, July 22nd and 23rd. Tickets available at kavad.org. We're going to talk more with Rick coming up and find out about the camp environment because it's a two-week camp that ends with the show, right?
Yes,
that's
a
lot of fun. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So stick around. We'll talk more on the way. Tasha Layton, Passion and More Music, too.